SRN News, Amit Thomason. Undeterred by lawsuits and threats of lawsuits, President Trump's bid to cut government waste and reduce government spending rolls on.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized as Doge attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
And Mr. Trump spoke prior to last night's Super Bowl. He became the first sitting U.S. president to attend the big game. Philadelphia dominated Kansas City, defeating the Chiefs 40-22. The Eagles avenged their defeat to the Chiefs a couple of years ago, shattering Kansas City's hopes of winning a third consecutive Super Bowl title. And mayhem engulfed Philadelphia following the Eagles' big victory, with rioters setting fires in the streets and taunting police, destroying property and commandeering vehicles. Not a night to be out driving the streets of Philadelphia. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump plans a new round of tariffs, 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. And that's not all. He's considering tariffs on any country that taxes American imports.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same, so very reciprocal, because I think that's the only fair way to do it. That way, nobody's hurt.
In the president's words, if they charge us, we charge them. On Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow is up 153 points. The Nasdaq ahead 149. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. This action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order designed to ban males from competing against women in school sports. This is SRN News. President Trump planning a new round of tariffs. It would be a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. He's also considering tariffs on any country that taxes U.S. imports. Turkish President Erdogan once again rejecting a U.S. proposal to relocate Palestinians from Gaza, and says Israel should pay for the damage it caused there and for reconstruction to begin. Erdogan, during a visit to Malaysia, said, "We do not consider the proposal to exile Palestinians from lands they have lived in for thousands of years to be something taken seriously." Major world political leaders are meeting for an AI summit in Paris, where challenging diplomatic talks are expected, while tech titans fight for dominance in the fast-moving technology industry. Heads of state, top government officials from around 100 countries taking part in the summit. More details at srnnews.com.